It is 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and live online everywhere at kgnu.org. It's time now for the Opera Box. Well, good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, I will delight you with a playlist of operatic happy endings, such as the ending to Berlioz's Beatrice and Benedict. Plus music of Gluck, Rossini, Mozart, Beethoven, and Richard Strauss. That feral what's-his-name isn't the only one who knows how to get happy. Join me for tonight's uplifting Opera Box. Beatrice and Benedict, who constantly belittle each other, find they're actually in love and are married in Berlioz's treatment of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing that Berlioz called Beatrice and Benedict. We heard Janet Baker, mezzo, as Beatrice, with Robert Teer, tenor, as Benedict. And Colin Davis conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and chorus. And it's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of operatic happy endings. Opera may have a reputation for being dramatic and tragic, but many of the greatest operas have very uplifting endings. And our next example takes a Greek tragedy and turns it into a happy ending. Most people know the tragedy of Orpheus and Eurydice. She dies from a snake bite. Orpheus goes into the underworld, begs for her return. He's allowed to lead her out of Hades by the hand, but he mustn't look back at her. And just as they near the surface, he does look back only to see her die. But in the opera, Christoph Willibald Gluck makes his sad song so powerful that the god Amor takes pity on Orpheus and returns Eurydice to life. From Orfeo e Eurydice by Gluck.
Vous de moi, tu viens de me prouver ta constance et ta foi. Je vais
Love triumphs. Orfeo and Eurydice are reunited by the god Amor. From Orfeo e Eurydice, the French version, which is actually Orfeo ed Eurydice by Christoph Willibald Gluck. It's coming up on 12 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of happy operatic endings. And stay with me, because after the Opera Box, I'll be your host on a Classic Monday with a playlist, The British Are Coming. When I think of operatic comedy, Mozart and Rossini both come to mind, and I include them in my playlist tonight, starting with Rossini and his opera Cinderella, or La Cenerentola. Rossini's sparkling melodies are perfect for farcical plots and happy endings. And although the fairy tale of Cinderella is well known, Rossini's version makes a few changes. Replaces the stepmother with a stepfather, and the fairy godmother is replaced with a wise tutor, and the glass slippers are replaced with a bracelet. But in the end, not only does Cinderella, the coloratura in this recording, not only does she get her prince, she also forgives her stepfather and her stepsisters. La Cenerentola by Rossini.
questa.
In a display of coloratura fireworks, Cinderella and her stepfather and sisters are reconciled from the end of La Cenerentola, Cinderella, by Rossini. And we heard the amazing Cecilia Bartoli, the coloratura, with Riccardo Chailly conducting the Bologna Community Theater Orchestra and Chorus. You see what I mean about those bubbly melodies that Rossini just rolls right off his pen. It's 24 minutes after 7. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of happy operatic endings. And like Rossini, Mozart was very fond of farce and comedy. His famous Singspiel, Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute, has a happy ending, but a very serious theme, enlightenment and tolerance. Mozart and his collaborator, Emanuel Schikaneder, were both Masons, so the plot of the opera is complex and very symbolic of several Masonic ideals. Two sets of couples find themselves in a world darkened by avarice and evil ambition. Now, the couples themselves symbolize complementary aspects of humanity, just like male and female is complementary. And they are Tamino, the tenor, and Pamina, the soprano, Papageno, the baritone, and Papagena, another soprano. And the two couples endure several tests of their characters to be deserving of each other. And their trials are conducted under the benevolent watchfulness of the wise Zarathustra, the bass. With the aid of some child spirits, a magic flute, and glockenspiel, the couples triumph over darkness and are admitted into the temple of Isis and Osiris. The conclusion, the happy conclusion from the magic flute.
Ich bin zum Unglück schon geboren. Ich plauderte, plauderte. Zauberte. Und das war schlecht, und drum geschieht es mir ganz recht, drum geschieht es mir ganz recht. Seit ich gekostet diesen Wein, seit ich das schöne Weibchen sah, so brennt's im Herzenskämmerlein, so zickt es hier, so zickt es da. Papagina, Herzensweibchen, Papagina, liebes Träumchen. Siehst umsonst, es ist vergebens, müde bin ich meines Lebens. Sterben macht der Lieb ein End, wenn's im Herzen noch so brennt. Diesen Baum, da will ich zieren, mir an ihm den Hals zu schnüren, weil das Leben mir missfällt. Gute Nacht, du falsche Welt, weil du böse an mir handelst, mir kein schönes Kind zu wandelst, so ist aus, so sterbe ich. Schöne Mädchen, denkt an mich, schöne Mädchen, denkt an mich. Will sich eine um mich armen, ich hänge noch erbarmen, wohl so lass ich's diesmal sein. Rufet nur, ja oder nein, rufet nur, ja oder nein. Keine hört mich, alles stille, alles, alles stille, also ist es euer Wille. Papa, geh doch frisch hinauf, ende deinen Lebenslauf. Papa, geh doch frisch hinaus, ende deinen Lebenslauf. Nun, ich warte noch, es sei, ich warte noch, nun, es sei, bis man zählt. Eins, zwei, drei. Eins. Zwei. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Weibchen her. Bringt sie her, mein Mädchen her, mein Weibchen her. Ba 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 ganz ergeben.
Oh, bin ich dir ganz ergeben.
Nun so sei mein liebes Weibchen.
Nun so sei mein Herzensdäubchen.
Mein liebes Weibchen, mein Herzensweibchen. Welche Freude wird das sein?
Welche Freude wird das sein?
Wenn die Götter uns bedenken.
Wenn die Götter uns bedenken.
Unsere liebe Kinder schenken. Unsere liebe Kinder schenken. So liebe kleine Kinderlein, Kinderlein.
Oh,
And the triumphant conclusion, the two couples triumph over the forces of evil, the conclusion of Mozart's Magic Flute. And we heard Stuart Burrow's tenor as Tamino, Pilar Lorengar, the soprano, as Pamina, Hermann Pry as Papageno, Renata Holm as Papagena, and Marty Talvola, the bass, as the wise Zarastro. Georg Scholte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna State Opera Chorus. It's about 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. We're going to continue with our happy endings, turning now to Beethoven's Fidelio. Leonore's husband, Florestan, was a political prisoner, so she disguised herself as a man, taking a job as the jailer's assistant. When the corrupt prison governor came to execute Florestan, who is the tenor, Leonore, the soprano, jumped out of the shadows, brandishing a pistol, and she rescued him. And in the finale, we're going to hear they, along with the other prisoners, rejoice at their freedom and faithfulness.
Thank you.
Leonora has rescued her husband Florestan and the other prisoners as well, and they all celebrate their freedom. The conclusion to Beethoven's Fidelio, rivaling, you can hear the relationship with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony as well. In that recording, we heard Christa Ludwig, the soprano, John Vickers, who just passed away about a month or so ago, tenor, and Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus. Well, our last happy ending of the evening is provided by Richard Strauss's massive fairy tale opera, The Woman Without a Shadow, Die Frau ohne Schatten. Strauss's opera is modeled after Mozart's Magic Flute, which was one of Strauss's favorites. He really admired Mozart. The complex and symbolic plot involves two sets of couples, one royal and one peasant. An empress, sung by the soprano, from the realm of magic, is unable to have children. She has no shadow. So she plans to buy a shadow from a peasant, a dyer's wife, also a soprano. She wants no children. So the empress must maneuver to keep the peasant woman apart from her husband, the bass, for 3 days. Later, the dyer finds out and goes into a rage. Well, the earth opens and they fall into a chasm. This final scene we're going to hear is in the caverns, where both sets of couples, the empress and the emperor, and the dyer's wife and her husband, they're all in this cavern, but they're all separated. Apart, the dyer's wife now regrets her selfishness, and the dyer is sorry for his rage. Seeing this, the empress knows she cannot deny them their future happiness, and her empathy is rewarded, and she receives her own shadow. In the triumphant conclusion, the couples are all transported to a beautiful landscape where they rejoice in their newfound humanity and compassion, and the heavenly voices of the future generation are heard with them. From the conclusion of Die Frau ohne Schatten. the blockbuster conclusion to Die Frau ohne Schatten, The Woman Without a Shadow, the opera by Richard Strauss. And in this recording, we heard Julia Vardy, soprano, as the Dyer's wife, José Van Damme, bass, as the Dyer, Hildegard Behrens, soprano, as the Empress, and Placido Domingo, tenor, as the Emperor. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, the Vienna State Opera Chorus, and the Vienna Choir Boys. It is a massive blockbuster opera. Well, that's all the happy endings we have time for. I hope you enjoyed our program. It's coming up on 30 seconds after 8 o'clock. Stick around now for a Classic Monday. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands. Live online at kgnu.org. Well, a pleasant Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel. And I'll be with you for the next couple of hours with music by British composers. Music such as The Protecting Veil by John Taverner. And music of Henry Purcell, John Field, Charles Hubert Perry, Edward Elgar, Ralph Vaughan Williams, William Walton, and Benjamin Britten. The British are coming, so join me for Classic Monday. That was the final movement of The Protecting Veil, music of British composer John Taverner. A friend of the Beatles, he was referred to as the holy minimalist for his musical style, and I think you could hear his minimalist style there, and his dedication to the Orthodox Church. And we heard Maria Kleegel on the cello with Takuo Iwasa conducting the Ulster Orchestra. And we're just 4 minutes after 8 o'clock here on A Classic Monday. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and my playlist tonight is all British. Now, I know British classical music is often disparaged as much as British cooking is, often judged bland and pedestrian. Well, my playlist lets us sample some morsels from the 17th century up to today. so we can judge for ourselves. Now, the story of English classical music probably begins with Henry Purcell. He only lived to be about 35 or 36 years old, living from 1659 to 1695, but he's still considered one of the greatest English composers. By himself, he represents English